Oh, what? What was that?
Well, that was the new theme song, which you never know what it's going to be. And sometimes when we're on tour, driving overnight, I just search Spotify. And that night, I was looking up song titles that were called No Homo to try to find some good Cameron songs. And that is a band called No Homo with her song Justin. And since your name's Justin, I figured it'd be good for you, because it sounds like it's apparently about a kid named Justin who gets raped.
Yeah, like raped and murdered by some guy. First of all, that was really weird, because I thought it was you who made that song, and like one of the guys you were on tour with or something, but...
I'm not going to say it was.
But wait, that's not how that works. You can't just say, I'm not going to say it was. You're supposed to say, I'm not going to say it wasn't.
I'm not going to say it was.
This week we're...
Oh, go ahead.
This week we are doing a Skype podcast. Since we didn't get to podcast last week because Ryan had to go on tour with Mixtapes, we're doing it on Skype this week. And hopefully this will work, because it's kind of just rigged up like I have a microphone. It's really weird because it's like you're here because I'm looking at you, but it's really strange because the microphone is pointed at a boombox that I have behind my tablet. So, but and also like where you're sitting, based on like where I have it in my house, you're much, much closer to me than you normally would be during the recording.
Well, also you have a shirt on and I don't have a shirt on.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I know, because you just took a bath, you said?
Well, listen, before we get into that, I was going to say, the next few weeks, we didn't want to skip any episodes, so we're going to be doing Skype until I get home. And yes, the rest of my band is seeing the movie Gravity, so we could talk about that today, except I didn't go see it, so we could record this. And while you were out, I took a bath.
By yourself, just in the hotel room?
Listen, I'm in a hotel room in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I took a bubble bath, and I read the new Maxim.
What? Okay, like, that's the thing, though, is that I've known you long enough that I know you take bubble baths all the time, but reading Maxim seems really out of character for you.
It is. It is. And Maxim is a shitty magazine, but the thing is, we were at some gas station, and, like, literally, it was, like, Fishing Weekly, like, all these random whatever magazines, like, hunting magazines, and then, like, Maxim. And Maxim was the only thing that might have even possibly been interesting out of all of them. And after reading it in this bubble bath, I will tell you that it's a shitty magazine. It's like, here's a bunch of pictures of girl in lingerie, and here's some sex tips. It's like the Cosmo for guys, but it's not really even for guys.
Well, I remember, like, a couple of years ago, I used to have a subscription to Maxim, like, probably, like, 8 years ago. I don't know. I don't know why I had a subscription, but it literally hasn't changed then, because that was what it was back then, too.
Yeah, it's like, tips for the party. Here's 7 pages of a girl in lingerie.
why don't they just not do that, and just, why don't people just subscribe to Playboy? If they're that worried about it, like, at least then you get to see, like...
I think... It's like for guys that have girlfriends that are married, they're like, well, I read it for the articles, and no one believes that with Playboy. Maybe with Maxim, like, granted, I don't know how, like, a 25-year-old man jerks off to Jennifer Love Hewitt, like, in lingerie in a bathrobe.
Oh, brother, there's ways to do it. I can tell you that from experience.
Oh, my God.
The other thing is, just like, don't we all just have the internet in our pocket now? Like, couldn't you just look up Jennifer Love Hewitt, like... whenever you wanted to.
And you can go to YouPorn and find CGI Minotaurs having sex like you did that one time.
Yeah, you can. Or that video I sent you the one time of the guy, the computer animated guy who was jerking off and filled his room with cum so much that he drowned.
You really did find that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll post a link to it, not safe for work link to on Tumblr.
So last week I started off with a story.
Yeah.
And this week, I didn't know how we were going to start off, but I have another story.
All right.
Because we started off this tour in Grand Rapids, and two nights ago, we played Chicago.
Yeah.
And after the show, we all went to a Denny's outside of Chicago, because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I'm standing there by the checkout counter, just waiting to pay, and it's probably 2:30 in the morning. And these two guys come in that are probably in their mid-30s, late-30s. And they both have on, like, Adidas track pants and, like, normal T-shirts. And I'm sitting there. By the end of this conversation, no one else is up there, I don't think. And I'm just trying not to laugh. And this guy goes, "Hey, man, remember, you got to take off. You got to take off work December 5th. The other guy's like, "All right, all right." He's like, "Because I told you for my bachelor party, we're having a lot of food. So you get a lot of food." And the guy's like, "All right." He's like, "And it's on a farm. You got to remember, it's on a farm. It's going to be fresh food." Oh. And at that point, I'm already starting to try not to laugh. And the kicker is, I shit you not, the guy goes, hold on a second. He goes, "You got to remember, my family's also got a miniature train, and you can ride it." And a few seconds of silence pass, and I'm sitting there with, like, my hand over my mouth trying to lose it, and he goes, "What, you don't think that's cool?" The guy responds, he goes, "I never said it wasn't." And then they got seated. That's all I heard. But that conversation, I have so many questions I wish I could have asked these guys about it. Like, you're in your late 30s. You have a bachelor party on a farm with a miniature train.
That's pretty cool.
Like, is a miniature train, is that like something like that's like, like a 1/10 size or something? You'd like sit on like a big wheel or something.
Well, this is what I wonder is, because I was at this family festival thing on Saturday afternoon, where they had like this train ride thing. Like, you could go. Okay, this is how it worked. Was like, there's a train in Lebanon, Ohio, that that like you can pay to ride on like at Christmas time or whatever. You're supposed to take your kids on. It's like they theme it after like the Polar Express movie or whatever, which is like the creepiest thing you could possibly do, because that movie's really creepy. But so they, like, what it was is you could go up and you could buy tickets for the Polar Express thing in Lebanon. But then if you bought tickets, you could take your kids on a train ride on their miniature train they had there. And this is all it was literally like somebody had decorated a riding lawnmower like a train engine and then hooked up a bunch of like multicolored wagons to the back of it. And then they just drove it in a circle down the street. So I'm really hoping that that's what that guy's talking about. It's like a tractor with like a wagon on it.
Is that even safe?
Oh, I can't imagine it is, but...
So... It's like this guy's like trying to convince his like late 30s friend or family member for his wedding party, and he says, "We have food on a farm and a miniature train."
Yeah, I do. Actually, that completely, like, I forgot about that you said it was for his like bachelor party or something.
Yeah. It's
not even like, is it okay? Was it a bachelor party or was it a wedding, like the actual wedding?
I don't remember. It was one or the other. It had something to do with the guy's wedding. I'm not going to say it was for sure his bachelor party. But it was some sort of a wedding event, and he was telling that they had food on a farm and a miniature train. And the kicker is, the whole time, the one guy is speechless until he goes, "What, you don't think that's cool?" And the response is, "I didn't say it wasn't."
But the, I really, actually, in a way, I kind of hope it is their bachelor party. Because, like, like, you know, everybody's always like, "Oh, we're going to get strippers, man. We're going to get wasted and all this stuff." And this guy's just like, "We're going to have a buffet and a fucking train." And the other guy's just like, "Well, that doesn't really sound like a very good bachelor party." But another, that guy's just like so adamant about that train, miniature train, that you can ride on, grown people can ride on. What is going on with that now? Now that I'm thinking about it, it's so weird.
They were definitely in their 30s, and he said miniature train that you can ride on, and he was very excited. And I also don't understand, because he kept on emphasizing, like, "It's on a farm."
Yeah, what?
Unless he's killing the chickens and cows on the spot.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, that's what I guess he means, because he's saying it's like fresh or whatever. But even then, it's like, I don't know. Is it, that whole thing just doesn't make sense.
I'm picturing like this farm full of like children running around at a wedding, like a guy slaughtering like cattle and like chickens, and then these 30-year-old guys riding a miniature straight wagon.
Maybe that's what. They like line all the animals up along the track for the miniature train, and they're all holding like axes and stuff, and they just drive by and hit the animals.
Oh, but I digress. Do you have any good stories this week? Anything good at work?
Nah, nothing really happened at work. But on Saturday, when I was I volunteer at the SPCA,
yeah,
like, you know, with all the like animal, like dogs and cats and stuff, like trying to get them adopted. And Johnny Cueto came in.
Is that the Reds player?
Yeah, the Reds pitcher who was the starting pitcher for that game last Tuesday against the Pirates that he completely fucking blew.
Oh, yeah, that got us out of the playoffs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But so he comes in, and he brings, like, his brother and this other dude and, like, his girlfriend or what. I think it's his girlfriend. I don't think he's married. But they're in there, and they're like, of course they're looking at like pit bulls and stuff. Not, I mean, I love pit bulls, so whatever. I wish that people would adopt them, but, and it's fine that this millionaire wants to adopt them, but he had like right. the weirdest questions about it. Like, he came in. Wait,
well, before we get started, yeah, we got to make sure we tag Johnny Cueto in this, but.
Oh yeah.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. But he like, he had like the, like his questions were like, at first they were like normal. They were just like he can't speak English very well at all. Like I don't care. Anybody can speak whatever language they want to, but I feel like if you're a millionaire ball player, you should at least make an effort to like learn the language a little bit better so you can communicate with your teammates and stuff. But I mean, he knew it like semi okay, but then his brother was also trying to talk to me and didn't speak any English at all. Like, but was like trying to like make like hand motions and stuff at me. But anyway, so Johnny Cueto, like, he wanted this one pit bull, or he wanted to see like different ones, and I was trying to tell him about them. And I finally get one out to him, and, you know, he ends up like hanging out with the dog, and he likes the dog and everything. But he starts like asking me, he goes, do you know if it can fly to Dominican Republic? And I'm like, at first, I wanted to be like really smart with him, but he wouldn't get sarcasm. I was just gonna be like, "No, I don't think the dog can fly a plane." But I mean, I guess if you want. But like, I was just like, I don't know. I mean, it has all its shots and stuff. I don't see why it would be a problem. But also, I'm sure he takes like private jets and stuff. So who would even ask?
Imagine.
You know, like, I can't imagine anybody even asking him. And then
right.
the other thing he was asking, he just kept going. He wanted to know, like, I guess, like, first of all, if. He couldn't, like, say it exactly right, but he was, like, he kept, like, pointing his finger up like this and then putting his other hand around the finger like that. Like kind of like if you were, like, I don't know, like a pig in a blanket.
Looks like you're jerking off your finger.
Yeah, exactly. He was trying to be, like, he wanted to know if the dog could fuck still. Like, he just didn't want to say it. He was, like, asking if this dog, he's, like, can it, and he just kept grabbing his hand, so I don't know what kind of sex this guy has, but, like, he kept grabbing his finger instead of sliding it in and out. Like, does he think vaginas, like, grab dicks? I don't really know. Like,
a dog just comes up and, like, opens up, like, an alien face.
Yeah.
And wraps around a dick.
And so he was, like, wondering that. And then he, like, started asking, like, questions about, like, if he could get, like, its tail shortened or something, which I don't agree with. I think that's weird, like, why you would want to do that.
Yeah. Why would you need to do that?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. It's like a dog's a dog. Just let the dog be.
I mean, obviously I have a dog and I love dogs, but I don't know much about them. I know you, like, do a lot more work with dogs, like the SPCA. But, like, what is the technical reason people shorten a dog's tail? Like, I don't get the point.
I think he wants it to look more like a traditional pit bull. It's a mix of some sort. So it has, like, a really long tail, and he wants it to look more, you know, tough or whatever. But it's, like, why?
Why would,
like,
you hurt the dog?
Yeah, exactly. So that was weird. But then he said, like, he wanted to know about that, like, if they could do it. And I was like, well, they won't do it here. And I don't know of any, like, vets that'll do it. And he's like, oh, in Dominica, they'll do it. Like, and it's like, yeah, I'm sure they will. I'm sure in a third world country, they'll do almost anything that you want. Like,
in Dominica, I make my dogs sniff cocaine and gamble.
It's pretty much, yeah. In Dominica, we fuck like this. But he's like, so he's asking that, and then his brother, like, okay, so he walks off with this dog, and his brother wanted to get a dog too, so he was going to adopt a dog for his brother. Well, his brother doesn't speak English, but he just leaves and leaves me with his brother. And I don't know what this guy's saying. He's just like, I'm just walking around with him. And he's just like, he keeps like pointing at dogs and just like going like, huh, huh, like that. Like just pointing at the dog doing that. And I'm like, I don't like, I can't understand what that means. So I'm just like kind of standing there until he like finally tells me to get one out for him. So he finds this one that is seriously like probably 110 pounds, like a pit bull.
Before he finishes. Did Johnny Cueto literally leave, or he was just outside?
Oh, he was just out, like, he was just out, like, trying to ask about, like, if it could travel and stuff like that. So, and his brother wanted to try and get a dog, so we were walking around looking for one for him. And he picks out, like, this huge dog, and I don't know if he was doing it because, like, his brother had a dog, so he wanted a bigger one or something. Right. But it was seriously, like, a 110-pound pit bull. Its head was probably, like, a foot and a half around. Like, huge, like... massive, but it was a really nice dog, like whatever. And it was a girl dog, and I guess he wanted the girl dog, but then he came out and he was like, we were outside and like I gave him some treats and like he was messing with the dog or whatever, but he can't understand English, so I'm like trying to like figure out what he wants to do. So he comes up and he starts going, he's like, she, and he starts like going, he like puffs up his face, like, you know, like blows up his face, you know, and then he starts going like this, like moving his hands forward around his stomach. And I'm like, no, she can't get pregnant. Like all the dogs here are fixed. Like she can't, you want her to have puppies. And he's like, can't she? And I'm like, no, like they're all fixed. Like she can't have puppies or whatever. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And then he like took the dog anyway. Like, I don't know what they were doing. It was really strange. But then they went out like, oh, and then also the other thing was like his girlfriend wouldn't come near the dogs, and any time a dog came within 10 feet of her, she, like, went, she would go, hee, like that. She was really weird. She was from the Dominican Republic, and she, like, literally was sitting outside, and, like, while they had the dogs out there, and she's, like, in the corner sitting on this bench, like, there's a courtyard with, like, benches in it, and she says, she's, like, talking to them, and she seriously said, like, she thinks that, she said, like, she, I couldn't understand, like, all of it, but I understood the part where she said she thinks that dogs possess black magic.
Excuse me? Hold on. Every dog is possessed by black magic.
No, that they possess black magic, that they can cast black magic on people.
Oh, a dog can cast like a spell on her?
Yeah, that's what she thinks. Oh. Yeah, so Giant Cueto goes out with a crazy woman and has a brother who looks almost exactly like him, and they adopt pit bulls together to fly on a plane somewhere.
And apparently to try to make them fuck is what it
says. Yeah, even though they don't understand sex at all.
Okay, but that is an awesome story. But what I wish is that we could somehow follow them home with hidden cameras and seen the conversation with him and his girlfriend after he brought the dog home.
Or she's like, it's going to cast a spell on me. Get it away. Yeah. We can't go on the plane with it. It'll control the plane and take us to a land of dogs that are casting black magic on us.
As like the dog just sitting there wet.
Yeah, just like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh. So I was looking on Twitter last night. There was a few good trending topics. One is three words to describe Barack Obama. But I didn't even bother because you can just imagine. So I didn't write any of those down because you can use your imagination for most of those.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's be honest. It's almost all of them were probably just the N-word, right? Like, they're like, some guy was like, I don't need three words, all right, goddammit?
Exactly. Like, almost every single one was just horrible ignorance of racism. So the next best one was, four things you never want to hear.
Now, that's so general.
Is that nobody named four things. Every single one was just one thing. Like, every single thing I could find. So, let me figure this out
real quick. Wait, what did it... What was it again? It was
four things you never want to hear.
Oh, that's a thing. Is like, I guarantee is what was it that people took that to mean? Four words that you didn't want to hear, you don't ever want to hear, or something like that.
Here's the thing about that. That's also what I thought. But none of these are four things. They're all one thing, and I don't think any of them are four words. Wait, no. Well, no. Two of them are five words, and one is an entire sentence. So,
all right.
my number one favorite is four things you never want to hear. Gunshots followed by a woman screaming. Jesus is back and he's packing heat. So, here's the thing about that. A, does somebody think that, like, Jesus is coming back to Earth with, like, a machine gun? Like, have they been watching too much, like, Breaking Bad? Did Jesus come back with a vengeance and going to murder everyone?
Yeah, it's the Walter White rapture scenario.
Number two is just completely confusing to me. Four things you never want to hear. The entire tweet is, are you free next weekend?
Why wouldn't you want to hear that? What's bad about that?
That's one thing. It's not four words. It's not four things. And it seems like a very harmless question.
Yeah.
So, are you free next weekend is something this person did not want to hear. My third favorite one is, the gym is closed. Shake my head.
Oh my God. You, first of all, if you're working out that much that, like, you're upset that the gym is closed, don't they also understand that, like, you could go outside and exercise if you wanted to?
That's my thing about gym rants that makes me laugh, is, like, if the gym was closed one day, you can go jog.
Yeah.
You can do push-ups and sit-ups.
You could do pull-ups on a tree if you really wanted to. Like, it's not that hard. What? Like,
I know those aren't the best examples ever. I was going to go with the Barack Obama one, but then it was just impossible because every single person out of the hundreds I read was just saying racist things. So I couldn't get anything too funny out of it, which is unfortunate.
Well, I just looked up trending, and one of the things that's trending right now is hashtag single because.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Yeah, so, but they're all like, they're all stupid. Like, it's either people posting, like, memes of, like, dumb things, or, like, this guy, single because I don't have a girlfriend. Good job. You've done so well. Or, let's see, single because Justin Bieber has made my expectations higher than the Empire State Building. So your expectations are some guy's going to pee in a bucket and curse a former president? And, like, that's a... I'll never find a guy who'll do that. You could literally, when this girl gets to college, she'll find a guy who'll do that every single day of the week. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, and his name's R. Kelly.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm looking at it, too. I like this one. This is from Cal, and her Twitter name is BootyTBH. Single because I'm in an ocean filled with fish.
I'm looking at penguin. That's what I'm looking at right now. Sorry, I interrupted you. Say it again.
I'm in an ocean filled with fish, but I'm a penguin.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Doesn't that mean that you would eat all the fish because penguins eat fish and then you would have no fish around you to... But also, how... I don't know what the fuck that means. So, one of the related searches on here is single because ugly.
No, I like that. His name's Dale. It just says ugly. Dale, you get much respect for that.
Single because I can't date beer.
I can't date beer.
Yeah.
Could.
Yeah, you could. Maybe a short-lived relationship, I guess. Every time, single, hoes and Oreos says, single because every time I put everything I have mentally and physically in a relationship, people take it for granted and disrespect it. That sounds like you have a really, like, bad outlook on yourself and that you get walked all over because you won't stand up for yourself.
I agree. Wait, can we go to the best one right now? With at Show Me the Beard. Why are Muslims participating in that I'm single because trend? You're single because you don't have a choice. Sit down, Fatima. Sit down, Ahmed.
What the fuck? Like, sometimes Muslim people are Muslim dudes are really fucking creepy with that shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, Yaya says, single because I'm not gonna put effort for, I'm not gonna put effort for someone who's giving their effort to someone else. Well, yeah, if they don't like you and they like someone else, you probably shouldn't try and, like, go out with them.
We need to start doing, like, dating advice on this show and people call in.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I could do that. I'm sorry. Football Girls, at Football Girls, says, single because I can be a little aggressive during a football game. What? Like,
I don't think most guys care about that.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
playing in a game or watching? I don't really understand, like, the context of...
To finish this one out, this is my least favorite attitude. Brian Munin says, single because no one can ever tell the straight-up truth and be completely honest about how they feel for me.
That guy...
A date is when a guy or a girl has one bad relationship and they're like, all girls are liars.
Yeah. Or like, that guy is also, he's probably the biggest liar. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah, he probably lies all the time. Ugh.
But
yeah.
Yeah, every time, like, it's like such a high school thing, but now we're in our 30s and they're still like, yeah, this girl dumped me because she's a bitch and, like, girls don't know how to tell the truth.
And it's like, no, you don't know how to tell the truth or respect anybody. Like, they probably lie to you because you're a fucking asshole. That's probably what it is.
And, like, you had one bad relationship. We've all had a bunch of bad relationships.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen is that when people hear this, they're going to be like, if they comment on it or whatever, they're going to be like, no, it's really true. Like, girls are crazy. And it's like, no, when you get older, you'll realize that you're the fucking idiot who doesn't understand how to handle people. Like, that's all it is. Certainly, I have gone out with my fair share of women who have like something going on in their head or whatever. But it's also, I don't consider it their fault necessarily. I don't, you know what I mean? It isn't like they ever tried to stab me or fucking anything like that. Like, nobody's schizophrenic.
If a girl tries to stab you, you can say she's crazy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do you want to move on for your weekly game that I'm going to hate, or do you want to talk about what I do in a hotel room by myself?
We can save the hotel room until the end, I think, because I'd like to explore that a little more. But we can give music recommendations, because I think those are actually pretty decently popular, because a bunch of people have been saying they really like the things that we were talking about. So,
good. You have one then?
Yeah, I actually have a couple.
Okay.
The first one is 2 Chainz.
Oh my god. Can I tell you that, the other day, I put on the new 2 Chainz album, just out of curiosity, when I was driving.
Yeah.
And
Boats 2, Me Net- Time?
There's a song on it called Netflix. And the whole song in the chorus is he wants to make a porno with a girl and put it on Netflix.
It's quite an aspiration.
There's a few things wrong with that. We'll talk about that later. Go ahead with
your direction. I mean, one would be that they don't, like, have porn on Netflix, so you might have problems.
Right.
The first one, there's this band, The Hotel Year.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard them.
I have.
But I like that band a lot. They reminded me, the first 3 songs remind me of, like, Brand New, like, the old-ass Brand New and, like, old, like, 90s, like, Get Up Kids and stuff like that. And then, like, later on, like, there's a couple of songs that remind me of, like, the Weaker Thans and stuff. So, I like it quite a bit. But I also realized the other day, like, getting older and thinking about those bands that I still like, but I used to be, like, really big fan of, you know, and stuff like that, is that the bands I liked when I was growing up were the bands that were popular, like, in the 90s and stuff. So, all the kids who were born in the 90s are into those bands because those are, like, classic punk and Indian emo bands. So now there's all these bands that sound like those bands coming out, and it's really fucking weird. And it also seems like it just makes me feel like kind of old or whatever, because I'm like, all the stuff that people played when I was in high school and, like, you were in high school and stuff was all, like, pop punk that was influenced by, like, the Ramones and things like that. And there were people who tried, like, you know, like, Newfound Glory and stuff like that was a very big thing at...
A lot of people now would consider, like, more old school stuff like Yellow Card. But then I'm like, that's crazy. But then I'm like, wait. You know, like, Ocean Avenue came out 10 or 11 years ago.
Yeah.
So to somebody that's, like, 20, that came out when they were, like, 10 years old. It's so weird to think about.
Yeah, and they're like, now, and, like, that was what got them into the music they're into. So that's what they want to play. Like.
Right, and, like, the Ramones now will be, like, oldies to sound, like, to younger kids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Anybody who's, like, it probably, like, in their early 20s would consider the Ramones a classic rock band, not a punk band.
Which is very weird. Yeah, I've heard a little bit is good. I need to check that out.
Yeah, they're awesome. I really like them a lot. And then, let me see, what else? There's also this band that I really like. They're kind of like acoustic-y, like, indie thing. They're called A Great Big Pile of Leaves, which I think I like that name a lot.
A Great Big Pile of Leaves are great. I know they're on Top Shelf.
Yeah.
And I believe we've played with them, but either way, we've crossed paths. But what's their new record called?
I don't know. Let me look real quick.
But A Great Big Pile of Leaves are awesome. I completely agree with you. I love that new record. I listen to it a lot at night while driving.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, just look them up on Spotify. Actually, I'll link to it when we get to when I get on the Tumblr or whatever. There's also a band called You Blew It, which is good.
You Blew It.
Yeah.
Are awesome. We just did a full US, our first headliner was with them a few months ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. They were our direct support, as an industry term, but they are awesome.
Does that mean they played right before you?
Yes, they played right before us, and they are completely awesome. They're great people and a great band. You Blew It is absolutely worth checking out.
Yeah, and their CD is also called Grow Up Dude, which I think is like the name of our album.
It is. They're awesome. But, awesome people. Well, you have a few good recommendations.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about something that is some bullshit.
Oh, please.
A year or two ago, there was a rapper who, I mean, it was cheesy, but I liked his EP. His name was Hoodie Allen. I don't know if you've listened to Hoodie Allen, but he had an EP called All American. And he was kind of just like the white Big Sean to me. It wasn't like super amazing, but it was entertaining and I liked it.
Oh, I remember him. I heard of him like last year as well. Like he kind of got popular there for a couple minutes.
It was a good EP. I honestly liked it. It's called All American. I actually recommend the EP. So I'll go ahead and give that as a recommendation. But I checked on Spotify to see if his new album was out yet. Which it is, but I can't talk about that till next week because I saw that he re-recorded the All American EP acoustically. So I listened to it yesterday while driving, and it is the worst shit. Like, I don't know what he was thinking, but it's like, if you can understand, like, it's just a guy doing hip hop normally, like auto tune, like good choruses. It's really catchy. It's good hip hop.
Mm.
And he redid all of it acoustically, but the problem is, it just sounds like he took the beats out and the hip hop. So it's an acoustic guitar with him singing an auto-tune.
That's horrible.
It's awful, and don't ever listen to it. But listen to the EP because it's good. So that's my recommendation right into a diss recommendation of the same songs, of the exact same songs.
Well, perhaps in this week's game, people will find recommendations for things that they'll enjoy.
Yeah, every week, as you've been listening... Justin prepares a game for me, and they are awful, awful games. And I don't really usually know what they are. But go ahead and give me this awful thing.
So this game, I had seen that there's big, like, for some reason it always astonishes me exactly how big, like, electronic dance music artists are, like DJs and stuff like that are, like how much money they actually make per year.
I agree with that because I remember when Sonny, or whatever his name is, left from First to Last, which I didn't care because that band was awful.
Yeah.
But I remember everyone was like, he's an idiot. That band was about to get big. They were signed to Epitaph. And then, you know, years later he started Skrillex and is making $100,000 per show because he plays an iPod.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically. And that's what I mean is like I was looking at like this top 50 lists of EDM performers based on like how much money they make, and like I forget, like Deadmau5 made like I think it was like close to $30 or $40 million last year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, this should be obvious, but I'm stupid because I don't listen to any music like that. That just stands for electronic dance music. Just
yeah, EDM. Right? Yeah, yeah, that's what it stands for.
Okay.
So I made this list, and it is it's dubstep DJ or thing I made up.
So basically, I have to guess you made this up, or if this is a real DJ, that probably makes way more money than me.
Oh yeah, like a ton, because almost all of these come from the top 50 DJs like that are currently working. So it's people who make above $50,000 per appearance.
That is great. Okay.
I won't tell you how much they make because it's kind of disgusting. But all right. So this time I'll keep track of like what you get right. Flux Pavilion.
Forks Pavilion?
No, Flux Pavilion. FLUX.
Flux Pavilion.
Yeah.
You made that up.
Nope. That's a real guy.
Do you remember that MTV show, Aeon Flux?
Yes, I do. Do you remember the movie that came out starring Charlize Theron?
Yes, I do.
Well. Digital Mystics.
You made that up.
Nope, that's a real one.
Netflix is in the top 50 earning?
Yeah, and Mystics is spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K-Z.
That sounds like something that somebody in our high school would have made up.
It sounds like something Josh Lemoyne made up.
Yeah, we used to have a friend named Josh Lemoyne who actually rapped in our high school under the name Mystic Minds.
Yeah, with a Z.
Which is somehow not any more ridiculous than that.
No. So. He should have stuck with it. He could have been making $50,000 a show.
He should have. What was one of his raps? Do we remember one of his raps? I remember one. Hold on. It was like, I'm like Biggie Baskin Robbins. I got 32 flavors like Snapple. Go to the chapel and pray.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. That was actually from, yeah, that was his, that was the one he always said all the time. And then he would like ask people if they wanted to freestyle against him, and he would just use that verse.
Can we also, I don't want to get too off track. I remember one time we were hanging out in our high school parking lot at like 11 or 12 at night, and this girl named Jill that we knew was sitting on the hood of a car.
Oh, God.
And Joshua Boyne just walked straight up to her nonchalantly, said, "Hey, you ever been fucked by a Juggalo killer?"
Oh, speaking of that, you remember when she had that big crush on James? James from, he was in Verbal Dynamite and he was in other stuff. But I found that letter that she wrote. It was in my trunk.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll give it to you next time I see you, or I'll let you read it next time I see you, because it's really, really weird. She was, like, super obsessed with him.
But have you ever been fucked by Juggalo killer?
You know I have.
All right,
this one is Mr. Kraft, only it's spelled M-S-T-R-K-R-F-T.
You made it up.
Nope, that's a real one.
I hate all of this. Mr. Kraft?
Yeah.
He was like, this dude was grocery shopping. He saw cheese and was like, I could spell that differently. He went home on his laptop, and 2 weeks later, probably sold 100,000 records.
Yeah, he downloaded Laser Noise for his laptop and just hit it over and over again.
He was like, all right, I'm going to put a beat and then do that. Like, I'm good.
Stunlight, Stunnlight.
I'm just going to say that's real.
Nope, I made that one up.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Why are you talking to me right now? Get out of your laptop.
I made up better ones than that. How about Zed Bias?
Zed, just Z-E-D-B-I-A-S?
Yep.
That's real.
Yeah, that is real.
Okay.
How about Killer Track with a K?
You made it up.
Yep.
Okay, good. I'm doing good. I'm doing better.
How about Infected Mushroom?
First of all, it sounds like a nu metal band.
I know, it does.
So I'm going to guess you made it up.
Nope, it's real.
Infected Mushroom.
Yeah, it's a DJ team.
That's not even high school. That's like a band I would have made up in sixth grade.
And keep in mind, it's not even a band. That's the sad part.
Oh my gosh, Infected Mushroom. Is it spelled right?
Yeah, it's just spelled regular. That's the thing. They didn't even change anything about it.
All right.
How about High Bald Face?
Hold on.
Like
H-I Bald Face.
No, H-I-G-H Bald Face.
No. You made that up.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
How about Sick Fad Flash?
You made that up.
Yeah.
Okay, good. They all sound convincing now.
How about Bomb Face?
Bomb Face?
Yeah.
You made that up.
Yep, I did.
Okay, good.
How about Drop the Lime?
You made that up.
Nope, that's real.
Drop the Lime?
Yeah, L-I-M-E. I have no idea what that means. Unless it's like some EDM speak for like a bass drop or something like that, which I'm imagining it probably is.
Hey man, drop that line.
Pew, pew, pew.
DJ drop the line.
How about Big Chocolate?
I've heard that name. That's rude.
Yeah, it is actually.
I don't even know why I've heard that name, but I know that's real. Regular reads too much Rolling Stone and shitty Spin magazine.
Probably. How about John Gooch?
John Gooch?
Gooch, G-O-O-C-H.
You have to have made that up.
No, that's a real dude.
John Gooch?
Yep.
That sounds like a dude that would have been on the White Roper show on VH1.
Yeah, it absolutely does. How about Joy Orbison?
Is that a play on Roy Orbison, obviously?
Yeah.
I'd like to think you made that up.
I absolutely did not.
Joy Orbison. I'm going to start a new electronic band.
Yeah.
We're called Styles Davis.
You better check that in the database.
That's right, true.
How about Badman Tripmaster?
You have to have made that up.
Yeah, I did. All right, here's the last one. Here's the last one, all right? Ganja White Knight.
Ganja White Knight?
Yeah, like K-N-I-G-H-T.
Okay. You made that up.
Nope, that's a real one.
Oh, my gosh. That was a horrible game. So, Ganja White Knight?
Yeah, that was the last one, and it was real.
No, it's not real.
You got 7 out of 16 correct. That's the worst you've ever done.
16?
Yeah.
The worst I've ever done.
I know.
Sad.
I don't understand what's happening. So, there's that dubstep DJ or thing I made up. So, right. Since everybody's in the room now, and this is as good a time as any, why don't you tell us...
You can't bring this up while everybody's in the room.
Why? Why can't I bring it up?
Because it's my rituals.
But it doesn't make any sense that I can't make it up. I can't talk about it.
Okay, all right. Okay, if I get to a hotel room, the first thing I do is I walk in and I take a few stuffed animals out of my backpack and I put them on my pillow.
Hold on, what?
What?
What do you mean a few stuffed animals? What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It wasn't a metaphor. I pull a few stuffed animals
out of
my
backpack. Wait, hold on. I got another question. What's a metaphor?
Make them comfortable.
I got another question. What's a metaphor?
Like a type of car.
We should probably explain that.
Go ahead and explain that.
There was these guys in a movie theater who were talking. I don't remember. Were they talking about Jurassic Park?
No, we were seeing the movie Twister.
Yeah. And well, you were there, so you just tell it.
Oh, it was you and I, yeah. The two guys in front of us. We were at the Western Hills Theater, which is by my house, which is full of a lot of rednecks. And somebody in the movie said the word metaphor. And I always remember that Justin and I were right behind him. And the guy, like, whispers to him right in front of him. He's like, man, what's a metaphor? And the guy goes, it's like a type of car or something. Wait, I think you have a better story about the movies. I don't remember what sci-fi movie it was, but who was the guy in the back who just kept on repeating something?
Oh, are you talking about Adam Smith?
I think so.
Yeah, when we were in the movie K-Pax, and he was like super high on, I think he had taken acid or whatever. He was super high and he just kept sitting there, he had his hood up over his head, and was just kept going every, like, you know, whenever he got quiet the theater, he would just go, K-Pax. It's so weird.
All right, can that segue into something that people are probably going to stop listening to this for? Can we talk about the handicapped guy at Northgate Mall when we worked there with the little cart?
Well, first of all, can we talk about the fact that you take stuffed animals out of a bag when you get to a hotel room?
Okay, listen, I'll finish before we get off track. I put stuffed animals down on a pillow. They're my friends. I make sure they're comfortable. I take my shirt off to make sure I'm comfortable. And then I usually pick a random member of my band. It's usually Paul, our bass player, because he sleeps next to me. And Paul does not like being touched.
So
it gets very weird if you touch him.
So is that why you make him lay in bed with you?
I don't make him lay in bed with me. It's just who I sleep next to when we're on tour.
No, I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry. If there's a person who's uncomfortable with being touched, and they have to sleep next to you, they know that the only way that night can end is with you touching them all the time. So
why do you act like my entire band and our merch or anybody that I'm like the touchiest, weirdest person.
Yeah, I think that that's a fair assessment of what the facts.
Okay. Well,
and also, I know for a fact that you're making him sleep next to you. Because there's a thing that you always do on the road or whenever you go anywhere. Because I've been on enough trips with you to know that you always pick somebody and force them to sleep in the same bed as you no matter what.
Okay, you just basically said that since I was younger and you and I have ever hung out, if we go out of town, I pick a certain person and make them sleep next to me if we're out of town.
Yeah, and then you get mad if they won't.
I don't get mad if they won't.
I remember one time you threw a shoe 5 separate times at Dusty Terry because he wouldn't sleep in the bed with you in Chicago.
That was because... Okay, let's talk about Chicago.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Skip... Not that part of Chicago. Let's talk about when you and I and like 8 other people went to Chicago to see Screeching Weasel's last show of all time.
Which ended up not being their last show.
Right. And now it's just a joke. But at the time, I think Lars remember, we got 2 rooms. And this is, I think, the first time any of us had really been to Chicago.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, I mean, you and I and Mike Saylor had gone a couple months before because we went to see Screeching Weasel. Because that was supposed to be their last show. And then they made more shows that the following, like, January or whatever.
Right. And we didn't know any better. So I remember... This was before GPS or any of that shit. We booked a show on the south side of Chicago. I mean, a hotel room.
Oh, yeah, right outside of Gary, Indiana. But that was not our fault. That was your dad.
That was?
I'm pretty sure he was trying to get us killed. Because your dad knows everything about everywhere. Why would he have booked us a hotel right outside Gary, Indiana?
He did. And we had a hotel room between Gary, Indiana and the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Screeching Weasel, that show. And there was at least 10 of us. And I remember we were all getting to our hotel rooms. If you remember, a guy came up that was very inebriated. And he had a rose in his hand.
Yeah.
And in the room next to ours, he kept on knocking on the window, trying to get in.
Yeah.
And I remember he glanced over at us and walks over in between all of us. He's a small little guy. And there were about, what, 9 or 10 of us?
Yeah, probably.
And what did he say? He said, "What's y'all's names?"
Yeah, that's what he said. And then we told him what our names were.
We all told him our names, and I'll always remember, it's this one guy between 9 of us, and he goes, "It's a good thing you told me y'all's names. I was going to have to kill all y'all." Hold on. When the videos came back to Skype, why are you showing a rubber ducky up to the screen?
I wasn't aware that I was.
Well, you were. What is
that? Oh, this is a duck. Don't worry about it. Why does it always have to have an explanation? It's like a duck that... Okay. Looks like a beagle.
We're going to have a guest spot right now, okay?
Sure.
Danny is our merch guy, one of my favorite people, and the person I have the most in common with because he has good taste. So I'm going to have Danny get on here and tell us why the movie Gravity sucked, and I prefer him to spoil the ending for everybody.
Okay.
Here you go, Danny. Let's put these on, sit down, and talk about Gravity.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. This is Justin.
How are you, Justin?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. I just wasted an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes watching Gravity.
Oh, yeah?
It's great. You remember the movie Avatar?
Yes, I do.
Do you remember when everybody was like, "Oh, you got to see this movie. It's the best looking movie you'll ever see," but they never told you anything about like the story of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Gravity is. One of the best looking movies you'll ever see. Because there's no story behind it, pretty much.
So,
George Clooney dies, by the way, and it was a big bummer.
People are really going to appreciate that.
Well, listen, I'm trying to save the people.
Oh, no, I understand. What was the story? Like,
to see George Clooney? Oh, the story?
Yeah.
George Clooney and Sandra Bullock are in space fixing things.
Right.
And then apparently everything in space is built out of paper mache because everything starts breaking very quickly. Like everything just gets completely destroyed. Sandra Bullock floats away into space for a little bit, but George Clooney with his dreamy eyes comes and saves her. And it's like, oh, you're going to live. And then George Clooney dies. And then you just have to watch Sandra Bullock, like, go, I don't want to live anymore. Fuck this. And then hallucinates that George Clooney's coming back to save her and wakes up and goes, I want to live for George Clooney. And then figures out how to crash land onto Earth and live.
Crash land?
And that's the movie.
Crash land in a spacesuit under Earth?
Oh, no. She figured out how to climb into a Chinese space station and... I don't know.
That movie sounds extremely plausible.
It looked really good. It was a very pretty movie, but man, you shouldn't go see it.
I'll try to avoid it.
And that's my review.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
All right, that was a good review.
It
was a great review.
Well, that saves my time.
Yeah, seriously. I won't spend the however much money to take someone to see that.
Speaking though, did you see Prisoners?
No, I didn't.
It's really good. You should see it.
I just don't want to.
Really?
It just looked like a pile of shit to me. I don't know.
It was really good. Like, it was really well done. You don't really know how it's going to end, and when it's over, you don't feel pissed off about it.
I just didn't, like, there's something about watching Jake Gyllenhaal try and act. Like he's not a bad actor, but when he tries to act concerned about stuff, he just, I don't know.
A face where you just want to fuck him?
Oh, no, yeah, I'd fuck that face.
You're going to lick that sledgehammer, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck that sledgehammer.
Since we have every week, we might as well, before we close this out, stop showing me a rubber
band. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't understand, but did you see the Mike Will video made it for that song 23 with Miley Cyrus and Wiz Khalifa and Juicy J?
Oh, Jesus, no, I did not see that.
I just want to discuss that we actually talked about earlier, Miley Cyrus has the best version of the song.
Like, is she rapping in it?
She raps part of it, yeah. I don't think it's good. But, I mean, you're going up against Wiz Khalifa and modern-day Juicy J.
Yeah, that's true.
Juicy. And I don't know if you knew this or not. I just want to let everyone know. Another spoiler, since we already did one huge one. Wiz Khalifa smokes weed.
Oh.
Yeah. No. So I don't want to ruin anything for anybody. But he does. I also don't know if you know this. I also found out today that there's a webisode series that has 5 seasons so far called Wiz Khalifa Smokes Weed.
And it's just him smoking different types of weed?
It is him in his house with his friends just smoking weed.
That sounds like the worst. I can't even think about that. Because he's so fucking annoying as it is.
Well, it might be better than his albums. We'll leave it at that.
Maybe. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure, like, about, what, two years ago or whatever, if I had to hear that Black and Yellow song another time. Exactly. Ugh.
Also, since we talked about it every week, did you get any... What is it? The dinosaur?
No.
What's that?
Nothing.
Since we talked about it every week, have you gotten any farther in Grand Theft Auto? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I beat it yesterday, actually.
You beat it?
Yeah.
I've not beaten it yet. I think I'm close. I won't get to play until I get back. The online, when I tried to play, was still a little glitchy, which is fine, because I know they're fixing it and listening to what people want, which I think is cool. I have no problem with that.
Yeah, it's the online, I think they released a patch for it 2 days ago that's supposed to fix most of the stuff that's wrong with it, but...
My neighbor told me if you have a headset and go to, like, into a liquor store and try to rob it and you yell into the headset, they pack the bag faster and such things, but I think it's pretty cool. I've not tried it, but...
It is kind of cool, actually. I didn't know anything about that. I haven't really played... I haven't gotten on the online thing because I was busy playing the single player, but... Even then, I haven't done everything in the single player because I didn't buy all the properties and do all the extra missions and all that kind of stuff. But
after beating it, do you feel like it was long enough and the story concluded good?
No, I had problems with it because this is what I think about. Like, they had the game's probably about what 15 hours or so, maybe closer to 20 or whatever. But
maybe. I'm not sure because I have 38 hours into it, but I just get sidetracked a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do too, but I don't even know how much time I had into it because it took me like 3 weeks to beat it, so probably a decent amount. But the problem I had with it was like, all right, the game has like the three characters or whatever, the protagonists, you know. And then my problem is that like you don't spend much time getting to know any of them. So by the end, nothing that happens really has any like impact as far as the story goes. Like there's this whole part with like Franklin and that girl that he's like in love with, but you only see her like three times in the game. So who gives a shit about that relationship?
Like, yeah, even like where I am, I haven't beaten it. I feel like Franklin, especially out of all three, like I don't know anything about him other than he has a crazy cousin.
Yeah. Exactly. His crazy cousin and his aunt's crazy or whatever about new age stuff. And then
that being said, I mean, I haven't beaten it, so you can comment better, but I feel like the gameplay and look makes up for it almost, but I haven't beaten it yet, so I can't really say.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, but it doesn't, like, the ending doesn't really feel like an ending. Like, it's kind of anticlimactic or whatever, like... I don't know, maybe if I played it differently, if I, like, made a different decision or something, like, you know, it might have been a little different, like, as far as, like, you get to make a decision at the end that, I guess, affects the ending, but I really don't know how it does, because I don't know if I feel like playing through the entire fucking game again just to get to that point, you know?
Right.
But, also, the other thing that bothered me about it was, like, you have, like, these, you have, like, the heist thing, right? Like, the whole idea of it was, like, that they're, like, criminals, like high-end criminals that like rob big things, right?
Right.
And then like when you're planning the heists for like the story missions and stuff, because that's the only time they come up, like you have different team members you can recruit and they get different cuts of the profit from the crime depending on like, you know, their skill set and like what they initially got and all that kind of stuff. And they improve over time, right? Or they're supposed to with each heist, like they can improve. Well, the problem is there's only like four or five heists in the entire game. So they don't really serve a purpose. Like having these team members don't serve a purpose. Like you don't get to plan your own heist at any point. Like there's no mini game. It's almost like they were considering making a thing where you could like make your own heist, but then they just didn't do it. And they just kind of like, you know, were like.
Do you think that'll be in a patch?
I don't know. I mean, I doubt it. I think that like. I don't know if they even make an expansion for this, which I don't know if they will or not, you know?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, you know, the expansions for GTA 4, I think, were better than GTA 4 for the most part.
Oh, I think so, completely.
But I wonder in GTA 5 if they plan on doing that or focusing a lot more on the online.
I'd imagine the online because it was such a big deal for them, you know?
Right.
Because it's
or
just...
both, which would be awesome, but...
That would be great, but I don't know. I feel like the GTA online thing is, like... That's what they really wanted to get to, you know? Like, the game... I mean, not that the game's an afterthought. It's a great game. It's wonderful. It's one of the best games of this generation or whatever. But I'm not going to say that it's the best game of this generation. Technology-wise, it is. But as far as, like, the actual game goes, I don't think so. Just because the story's not very cohesive. Like, the things that happen, I don't really care. Like, I wouldn't... Like, Michael's family, like, I don't give a shit if they die. Like, they're fucking horrible people. Like, none of them are any good. Like,
they are, that's true.
You know, everything he's done for them. And then, like, they just treat him like shit. And then he acts like it's this horrible thing. And he's like, fix it or whatever. And it's like, well, they're actually pretty awful. So you could just leave them, let them be. And then go, like, start a new life with your millions of dollars somewhere else. Like, who gives a shit about them?
I agree. And it brings up an interesting point. We're actually talking the other day at my house. Is I think, you know, someone asked the question, do you think it's possible right now to go from the way PS2 to PS3 looks to double that again from PS3 to PS4, which I think no. I don't think it's possible right now.
No, not right now. Well, at least not on, like, a console. I think on PC you definitely could, just because you have a lot more freedom, but...
I don't know if you agree. I think more what I want, I think what most people want, is not that on PS4 I need the graphics to be way better than what GTA looks like now. It looks amazing. I want bigger, realer worlds. Like, that's the technology I want. I want GTA 5 where I can go into every building and destroy every single one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely want that. I think that's, like, the big thing.
I don't care about way better graphics.
No. No, the graphics should be secondary because the gameplay has to be the thing that's, like, that makes it, you know.
I want real... GTA 5, I'll say, is the most immersive world I've ever seen in a game thus far. But I want a real immersive world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But that's the thing, is like, that's what I don't get about GTA 5. It's like, there's like things in it that are missing. Like, blatantly missing. Like when you buy,
right.
Like when you buy a property, you should be able to go into it, I think. But they never, they didn't put that in the game. Like you can't go into any of the things that you buy except for like the one strip club, but you don't buy that. You just get it because it's part of the story, you know?
Like you can buy the custom shop and that's cool, but it just doesn't feel, I mean, like the side missions and everything do make it feel like a living, breathing world.
Right.
But like for the next generation, I want a real living, breathing world. I don't care if the graphics are much better.
Yeah, exactly. The graphics cannot, like, they could be the same as in GTA 5 and I'd be fine with it because it's really awesome looking.
Me too. Literally, if I got a PS4 and the graphics were the same as GTA 5, but I could walk into any building and shoot with a rocket launcher and pieces would crumble, I would be the happiest person on the planet.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that completely. I'd also like them, like, for the amount of space, like, with the whole, like, install thing and everything. I understand, like, the world's big and everything like that, but what they should have done is if they really wanted to tell this story, like, in a big, special way because it was the big, you know, this is, like, their final, like, big masterpiece for this generation or whatever. What they should have done was, like, each one of the protagonists in the story, they should have had about, I would say, like, between 8 and 10 hours of gameplay each. Like, right. So you could, like, learn their own story and get their, like, thing. And then all three of them together doing, like, the heist and stuff like that should have been another, like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Because that would have at least added some, like, heft to the story. Because other, like, because at the end of the day, like, all it is just another, like, it just devolves into another shootout crime story thing that GTA's always done. Like, there's nothing special to it, even though it starts out really cool and all the characters have their own personality and stuff, and then all of a sudden it just, like, I mean, any of those characters could be any other character. It doesn't really make a difference.
But I agree with that.
But I don't know. I mean, I still like it a lot, and I'll still probably try and, I mean, I'm going to play the online mode and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that when I get home for sure. Probably spend a lot of time with it. Probably when? Ignore everyone until Watch Dogs comes out.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the best. I can't wait for that.
Until Ghost comes out.
Oh, man, you talking about that Call of Duty, man? You going to go to the midnight sale?
It's going to be like the last one, but with more maps.
Like, I just don't... There's a dog in this one.
I finally gave up. Like, I always tell myself I won't buy the new Call of Duty. And even with Black Ops 2, I did. I think I played it 3 times. And finally this year, I was like, I'm not getting Ghosts. I don't care. And I finally stood my ground.
Yeah, I think the last couple of years, all I've done is just go and rent them from Redbox and play them. Because what's the point of buying? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to spend $60 on something I have no real interest in anymore.
If they're going by the way they've been going, too, I'm going to assume that Ghost's campaign is an hour and a half long.
Yeah, well, the Black Ops 2 campaign was actually the best one of this, like, of the modern-ish series, I thought. But even then, it was stupid. Like, it wasn't really that good. It was just a good action movie type thing. The thing that I don't understand about this one is, like, they're, like, what does it say on the trailer? It's, like, written by the writer of Traffic. And it's, like, written by the writer of one of the most boring fucking movies ever to exist. Like, that's not much for an action game to speak of. Like, because an Oscar-winning dude, like, wrote a thing. Like, I don't know. To me, that's, like, saying, like, if James Cameron wrote a video game, I don't want to fucking play that shit. Like, Avatar is boring as fuck. Like, I don't want to play, like...
The new Grand Theft Auto 6, directed by the guy who made The English Patient.
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's just a dumb selling point. I don't want to play Call of Duty games anymore. I really don't.
I agree. Agree.
So, is there anything else you want to get to since you won't tell us the rest of your weird rituals that you go through? Apparently you take
there's
a...
There's nothing to tell. That's it.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit. There's right now. Yeah?
It's not. Bubble baths, shirts off, stuffed animals to cuddle with.
There's more to it, though, when you're alone in those rooms. You just don't want them to know what you do when they're gone.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so don't act like there's nothing else to tell. There's plenty to tell.
Well, next week we'll talk about it.
All right.
When I'm alone myself. In the dark. I like candles.
And then what?
Look, sledgehammer.
All right, well, I guess you want to wrap it up then?
Yeah, did you like your theme song this week?
Yeah, it was nice. I'm still not convinced that it wasn't you and someone else that you know that's out on tour with you.
I'm not going
to
say it was.
Because saying that you found it on Spotify, am I going to be able to look for it on Spotify?
You can try.
I forgot what you said you typed in.
Oh, me too.
I'm just going to... I don't even know why you're acting like that. I'm just going to go back and listen to this and find out.
Yeah, we'll see, but I forget.
All right, I'll try and find a theme song for you for next week.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Switch it up on me for next Monday.
Yeah, I'll make sure to do that.
I can't even wait. All right, well, I guess we'll sign off for Big Snackers now.
All right. Thanks.
I'll see you next via Skype, you sexy fuck.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Also,
see you next week.
Rate us on iTunes, because that way we can get on the charts and stuff like that, and it'll help us get attention.
Please do. Rate us on iTunes. Anything but one star, please.
Yeah, please don't be an asshole about everything because you think you're funny, because you're not fucking funny. So
you're not a comedian.
Yeah, so get the fuck out of here, pieces of shit. Actually, don't rate us on iTunes. Don't listen anymore.
All right, I'll see you guys next week.
All right, see you next week, everybody.
Bye-bye.